News when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Karen Moscow. And fans pack the streets of Philadelphia to celebrate the Eagles' 40-22 win over the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 59. We have a recap of the game with John Stashower.
Thanks, Karen. In Super Bowl 59, Kansas City got a first down on their first play. Didn't get another first down until the third quarter. Outgained by the Eagles in the first half, 179-23. Philadelphia led 24-0. It was 1 point shy of the biggest halftime deficit in Super Bowl history. The lead grew to 34-0. Kansas City did score some points down the stretch, but the Eagles won 40-22. Jalen Hurts, the MVP, second Super Bowl title in Eagles history. That's your Bloomberg Sports Update.
All right, John, thank you. Now to the other stories we're following this morning. President Trump plans to impose 25% tariffs on all imports of steel and aluminum into the U.S., broadening his trade restrictions to some of the country's top trading partners and seeking to protect domestic industries that helped him win battleground states last year. We get more with Bloomberg's Bill Ferries.
But interestingly enough, two of the countries that would be most affected by that would be Canada and Mexico. Of course, he's already threatened 25% across the board tariffs on those countries. That's been delayed until early March. But this would hit them the most. And then it would also hit countries, including allies like South Korea, Bahrain, and Australia. So pretty wide range of countries that would be affected.
And that's Bloomberg's Bill Ferries, who says Trump did not specify when the duties would take effect. President Trump is suggesting that Elon Musk's government efficiency team has found irregularities in Treasury Department data that could lead to the U.S. disregarding some payments. Meanwhile, Bloomberg's Laura Davison reports the DOGE team has been temporarily blocked from accessing Treasury systems.
There were several state attorneys general who sued, and there is a temporary block on Musk's team being able to access this Treasury data. Basically, about a week ago, they were able to get access to the payment system, which is essentially the federal government's checkbook, and see all these payments. And there's lots of concern that there's personal data there of Americans, social security numbers, all sorts of identifiable information.
And Bloomberg's Laura Davison reports it's not clear whether the president was talking about irregularities in U.S. government debt or payments processed through the Treasury Department. A federal court has blocked the Trump administration from sending three Venezuelan immigrants held in New Mexico to Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba as part of the president's immigration crackdown. In a legal filing yesterday, lawyers for the men asked the court for a temporary restraining order blocking their transfer. It added that the mere uncertainty the government has created surrounding the availability of legal process and counsel access is sufficient to authorize the modest injunction. J.D. Vance stepping into the world stage for the first time as U.S. vice president this week, using a high-profile artificial intelligence summit in France and a gathering of national security leaders in Germany to showcase Donald Trump's more assertive approach to diplomacy. Among those taking part in the two-day AI summit are heads of state, top government officials, CEOs, and scientists from around 100 countries. Turkish President Erdogan has again rejected a U.S. proposal to relocate Palestinians from Gaza and says Israel should pay for the damage it caused there and for reconstruction to begin. Erdogan spoke today during a visit to Malaysia. Now to company news, McDonald's sales rose in the fourth quarter. This is after growth in the chain's international business made up for a decline in the U.S. Hyatt Hotels striking a deal to purchase Playa Hotels and Resorts for about $2.6 billion, expanding its reach into the all-inclusive resort market in countries including Mexico and Jamaica. BP shares surged the most since 2020. This is after one of the world's most aggressive activist investors, Elliott Investment Management, built a stake in the company, seeking to end years of underperformance by pushing for significant change. And finally, President Trump announcing on Truth Social he's ordered a stop to minting new pennies because they cost more to make than they're worth. The U.S. Mint said in its 2024 annual report it costs about 3.7 cents to produce and distribute a penny, more than 20% from the previous year. The higher costs are partly due to rising prices of metals like zinc and copper. S&P futures up 0.6% this morning. Dow futures up 0.5%. NASDAQ futures up 0.8%. And the 10-year Treasury yield at 4.49%. And that's news when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Karen Moscow, and this is Bloomberg.